UC Merced Chancellor Dorothy Leland announced Monday she will be stepping down. An interim chancellor is expected to be announced later this week. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez spoke with Leland and started off by asking her why she made the choice to work in the Valley 8 years ago.
I couldn't resist. It was a combination of unique opportunities to help build a new UC campus, but in particular to build one right here in the San Joaquin Valley for students who historically have been underrepresented in higher education. It was an opportunity of a lifetime.
And you were a big part of the UC's expansion, or, you know, also known as UC Merced's 2020 project. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and why this project was so important for the university?
Well, when I came to the campus, we were in the middle of a global recession, and the state could no longer afford to fund academic and research buildings. And it was absolutely essential that we grow. We had no more research labs for faculty, and our students were sitting in the hallway studying. So we had to find another way to expand the campus so that we could take more students. And we did this through a fairly unique kind of public-private partnership. It's a $1.3 billion expansion of the campus over a four-year period. We have one more year to go. We've just completing the second phase of the expansion. And thus far, everything has been on budget, on time, and no litigation.
And seeing that it's, you know, a year out from being accomplished, why did you decide to step down before the project is done?
Well, I'm still going to remain attached to the project. The project has a governing board that oversees all the change orders and the progress and makes recommendations to the chancellor, and I will chair that governing board. There are some other projects that I will continue during this particular phase. You know, it's a transition that allows me a time that is not so impactful and a little bit less stress in my life and a little bit more time for my family, while also ensuring that that project reaches its successful conclusion.
UC Merced has one of the most diverse UC campuses and hundreds of undocumented students. So what kind of challenges has that brought you, students and staff, the past 2 years, considering all the changes in immigration policies and threats to DACA?
Well, the climate for undocumented students and indeed immigrants in general in the United States has been horrible over the last few years. And our students who are undocumented have felt tremendous pressures. They don't know what's going to happen to their families. They don't know what's going to happen to their friends. They don't know if they can complete school. These are amazing students. They are dedicated. They work hard. They have so much to give back to their communities and their families.
And so your last day is August 15th. Is there anything you're hoping to get done by then, or is there something that you want to wrap up, hopefully?
Yeah, I think it's important to have a really smooth transition. I will be working hand in hand with the interim chancellor to ensure that that happens. And as I mentioned before, I am there for that person to assist in any way he or she needs. The president has stated that she will immediately launch a national search for my successor.
And what is something you feel many people don't know about UC Merced, or maybe, you know, something that people underestimate about the university?
We're the youngest university ever to have been, and the smallest to have reached Carnegie Research II classification. That's the second highest. The highest is Research I. And our amazing students graduate at rates that significantly exceed predicted rates, and we're number two in the nation for our graduation rates for low-income, first-generation, and underrepresented minorities.
And what was the most challenging part about being a chancellor at a university that was so new when you first started?
Almost everybody who comes into the University of California comes from a very established research university environment. Almost nobody has been in a startup environment, so there is a huge learning curve from all of us to be in that environment where everything's happening fast. You're flying the plane as you're building it. That, I think, has been a challenge for the entire campus.
And after 8 years of being the chancellor at UC Merced, is there anything that you are most proud of accomplishing?
I am proud of the campus and what it has done. You know, when I arrived on the campus, there was still a rap out there about UC Merced. Should it ever have been built? Was it built in the right place? There were letters to the editors written about closing down the university in the middle of the recession to save money. You know, we got by all of that. We are now a recognized research university with amazingly diverse and talented student population. And it took everybody working really hard to make that happen.
And so what's next for you?
Well, I'm not only a grandmother, but I'm now a great-grandmother. And I've got a five-month-old great-grandson. I plan to spend more time with my grandson and my family and also return to some of my academic pursuits and do it all at a more leisurely pace.
Again, we are speaking with UC Merced Chancellor Dorothy Leland. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.